Welcome to episode 319 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls swimming tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the team's top swimmers. But right now, my first guest is the head coach of the squad. He has guided his eighth-ranked team to a 4-5 record thus far. He's Dustin Rhodes. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, a pretty close meet last night. You guys went over to Johnston, and each team won 6 of the 12 events. You guys actually won 6 of the first 8 before the Dragons came back to win the last 4, and they posted a 102-84 victory. You know, they were just a little stronger toward the end of the meet, weren't they?
Yeah, it's always a fun meet with them. The last couple of years, it's come down to the final few events. Unfortunately, we were not at full strength last night, but put together a strong lineup that we thought could compete with them. And it was their senior night, so they were really firmed up. But we swam well and competed hard. And CML is really good, so every meet is tough.
Well, it's like you guys swam a number of season best times, though, so there were certainly some positives. One of the young ladies sitting here with us tonight, Maggie Blackmore, won the 500 freestyle and an automatic state qualifying time, and she also captured the 200 freestyle. What can you say about her performance?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was really positive. I mean, it's tough to lose on the team score on the varsity side, but there was a lot of positives that we can take moving forward. Like you said, a lot of season best times. These two especially led the way for us last night with great performances. Obviously, Maggie's 500 was awesome. We kind of talked about it beforehand, just trying to get that state cut and get it out of the way. She was really close a couple other times this year, and so she threw on a tech suit and absolutely destroyed the time that she needed to go. So I think she even shocked herself a little bit, but she's worked really hard in the offseason, and she deserves it, so I'm really proud of her. And I thought Maddie stepped up big for us last night. Almost won 2 individual events, just missed the 50 free, but then came back and won 100 free, and was on a part of 2 really strong relays, one that won, and one that just got second. So really proud of both these two, and just our whole team for how we fought. And we've had a long, crazy few weeks here with a lot of meets, but while still trying to work hard, but a lot of positives to move forward for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about Maddie Trosper's performance, like you mentioned. She placed second in 50 freestyle and then came back to win the 100. And she is one of the seniors on the team. Has she been one of the leaders for the team this year?
For sure. One of 3 seniors, so smaller group. But yeah, just really proud of Maddie. She's not the most vocal person, but she definitely leads by example and has helped the younger kids. We have so many young swimmers on our roster again. And divers total, 27 and 40 are underclassmen. So really proud of her for her leadership, and especially last night by example, just putting everything out there for the team, knowing it was going to be a really close meet. So that was cool to see.
Well, Johnson is now ranked 5th in the state after last night's meet, and all 5 of your losses have come to teams that are currently ranked in the top 10. You know, you guys have obviously had a very tough schedule, but do you think that facing that kind of competition will be beneficial for you later on?
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to help us. Putting that schedule together, you know, we always had the CML teams, but facing Cedar Falls and a few other teams, we want to face the best teams in the state so we know what to expect at the end of the year. And yeah, like I said, it's tough to lose really close meets. I think we had a chance in a few others. The Valley meet, I told the girls it was on me. We didn't put our best on that forward. That was a learning experience for myself, but for everyone. At full strength and their strongest lineup, we would have won pretty easily, but that's on me. But yeah, no, I love this group and this team. They work really hard and they're a lot of fun. I'd go to battle with them against any team in the state. And so, yeah, it's tough to lose close meets, but you learn from it and you move on. And it's only going to make us stronger as we move forward through the season. And we got another tough month coming up, but we're going to keep pushing and working our way towards the end of the season so we can rest and taper and be our best at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, four of those losses came to conference opponents. And like you mentioned, last Thursday, you guys stepped out of the CIML for a non-conference meet at number 3 Cedar Falls. And it was the final meet ever at Coach Mark Hudson Pool as the Tigers were opening a new pool this week. Cedar Falls did end up winning that meet 124-62. But you told me afterwards that it was pretty cool to be part of that final meet. And you think Cedar Falls is a team that could win it all, don't you?
Yeah, just kind of a historic pool and just swimming the last meet there. It was a little bit of a bummer, right, to miss the opening of their new pool, but yeah, the last dual meet ever in that pool was pretty neat, and yeah, they're a really tough squad. I really appreciate their coach. She's been super gracious to me and nice, and their team's really good. And yeah, they're really strong, and I think they have as good of a chance as anyone, as well as Dowling and Waukee Northwest to win the whole thing. So it'll be interesting to see all that shake out.
Like you said, your schedule doesn't get any easier. Next Tuesday, you guys will host Dowling Catholic, and the Maroons are currently ranked at number 1 with more than 3,800 power points, which is about 250 more than Northwest. You know, so is that another team that's pretty much strong all the way up and down the lineup?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're number 1 for a reason, defending state champs. They have a lot of depth and talent, for sure. Now, toward the end of the year, it gets interesting when all the best come together, right? And depth matters, but it's not as crucial. It's having people get into those A and B finals in both individual events, and then the relay scoring as high up as possible with just one swim and no prelims on relays. So it gets really interesting, and the team race shifts every event. But yeah, those are probably easily the top 3 teams that have the chance to win. And yeah, we can take positives from battling all of them, and still have Dowling to go, so it doesn't get any easier for sure. But it'll be good to swim them in our home pool and just give it our best shot. And again, learn and grow from it and take that experience to our big meets in the future too.
Well, yeah, after that meet, you're only going to have a couple more before you compete in the CIML conference meet at the end of the month. And then you'll be on to the regional and state meets in the first 2 weeks of November. Now, the regional swimming sites have been announced, and they are Ames, Dubuque, Johnston, Marshalltown, Mason City, and Waukee. But of course, you don't know yet which of those sites you'll be going to. Do you have any preference at all?
No, I think we'll do well wherever we go. A little bit of a bummer we put in a bid to host and didn't get that, but wherever they send us, we're going to prepare for that and be ready. We've been to Mason City the last 2 years, so kind of expecting that again. I mean, we know what to expect, so if we go there, it'll be good like it has been the last 2 years. But yeah, maybe somewhere new would be nice too, but again, wherever we go, we're going to be prepared and we're going to be ready to swim fast and dive well. So.
Well, we talked about Maggie's automatic state qualifying time earlier. You know, do you have any swimmers in any other events that have already qualified or close to reaching that mark?
A few close in some other events. I know Charlie's probably our closest in 100 fly. She's about a second off, so not worried about her making it to state in that event. But yeah, I think, you know, they all put a little bit of pressure on themselves to do as well as they can, which is awesome because they care. But again, just continue to train and push towards the end of the year, and putting kind of all of our chips in the basket at the end of the year to go as fast as we can to make it to state, regardless of what happens during the season. The regular season and the duels are about, you know, gaining experience and growing and learning. And again, with such a young group, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs and a lot of growing pains and a lot of things that they've got to learn and go through. And it's a tough sport, right? I think I'm biased. I think swimming is the hardest sport there is. And that's not just physically, but mentally. Every day is different. Every day is hard. And there's no shortcuts. So you got to work hard. You got to put everything out there to do well. And that's not easy to do on a consistent daily basis. So just proud of the group for their efforts. And again, regardless of what the scoreboard says for the times or the total team score, like, I know we're doing the right things and we're working hard, and it's going to pay off at the end of the year.
Well, we haven't talked about your diving squad yet. You know, how are those girls doing this season? Do you think any of them, you know, could potentially make it to state?
Yeah, they're doing well. I think, you know, as the coaching staff, we've tried our best to manage it. None of us are diving coaches, but we've tried to learn as much as we can to help them. We have 2 girls, Campbell and Isla, who have a chance for sure to make state. And Olivia and Ellie have improved so much, especially from Olivia from last year, but then Ellie just learning diving literally this fall. So they're a fun group to work with, and we're excited for them. Unfortunately, Campbell's been out with a concussion, and Isla was out with a concussion earlier in the year. So Yeah, that's a little bit of adversity for them, right? Missing some meets, but I know that hopefully we'll get them healthy here soon, and they'll get some more 11-dime meets coming up that they can really take advantage of and get that experience they need for the conference and the regional diving meets that will be coming up.
Well, if your goal, you know, throughout the season is try to figure out, you know, your best lineup for the postseason, you know, particularly in the relays, do you feel like you're, you know, making some pretty good progress in that regard?
Yeah, it's a process. You know, you learn something new at the meet. Sometimes the strongest lineup for one meet is not necessarily the strongest lineup for another meet based on what the other team has. Last night was one of our very strongest lineups, and what we do at regionals will probably be pretty similar. But I'll talk to each of the girls individually, and it's my job to, you know, give them the best chance as possible to make it to state individually, and then also trying to put together three really strong relays to score as many points as possible as well. So we'll talk about it individually and as a group, and we'll figure that out over the next month before we rest and taper. And yeah, we'll be excited to rest up and swim fast for sure.
Well, I know one of the team's goals every year is to be a top 10 team. And of course, the last year you guys weren't able to meet that goal. Has that been a motivating factor for the girls? And do you feel like this team is capable of contending for one of those top 10 spots?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've proved that we can compete with most of the teams in the state. And again, it's just going to be getting rest and doing our best and controlling what we can and not trying to worry too much about what other people are doing. It doesn't matter. Unfortunately, in our sport, you can't play defense. So even if we swim our best times, it's, you know, other people might be better, maybe not as good. It's not up to us. We just can control what we can control. But yeah, it's certainly motivating. I mean, having a relay get DQ'd at state really hurt, but we learned from it. And I know that relay would be even better from it this year moving forward. So yeah, we're excited to keep pushing through here and get to the end of the season for sure.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask the girls about some of their individual events here in a few minutes, and they're obviously key members of the relay events as well. But I want to get your thoughts on how the relays are doing. You guys won the medley relay last night's meet in a season best time, which I believe would put you 11th in the state in that event. You also swam a season best time in the 200 free relay, which I think ranked 17th, and you currently rank 14th in the 400 free relay as well. So it appears you have a good chance to score points in all three of those.
Yeah, I think obviously the goal is to score in all three relays and trying to put together three really good relays with all four girls to be as fast as we can possibly be, right? And the ultimate goal being top eight and potentially podium. The cool thing about state being in Iowa City is they do podium in the top eight, which at Marshalltown they ended sixth for some reason. I'm not sure why. And so, yeah, I think that will be a huge motivator for us and my coaching staff to figure out what is the best possible relays that we can do. And some of that plays itself out at regionals. If someone only qualifies in one individual event, they could potentially do three relays at state. So we won't probably know our final relays until literally the week of or the day of. But that's our job to figure that out. So,
all right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time tonight and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, my other two guests tonight are two of the top swimmers on the Ankeny Girl Squad. To my left is a sophomore distance standout. She is Maggie Blackmore. Maggie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, you bet. To my right is a senior sprinter on the squad. She is Maddie Trofper. Maddie, thank you for joining me as well. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Maggie, let's start with you. You had a heck of a meet last night. Like I mentioned earlier, you won the 500 freestyle in an automatic state qualifying time of 515.38, which would put you fifth in the state in that event. You know, did you realize that you were swimming that fast? And how surprised were you when you saw your time?
I was definitely shocked. I mean, Chris Posner, who's a great photographer, and he got some good photos of me being pretty shocked my time. I mean, I was going pretty close all season and throwing on a little tech suit. I wasn't new or anything. It was really just for the mindset. But definitely seeing the time and seeing that I dropped 7 seconds, which rarely ever happens, it was definitely exciting. It's nice to see it physically like pay off. And I definitely didn't know who I was going that fast. It felt like a really good race. And yeah,
But you also won the 200 free and 202 flat, which was another season best time. You ranked 31st in the state in that event. And you aren't just the distance swimmer, though, because you're also ranked in the top 50 in both the 100 free and the 100 butterfly. Now, do you prefer the distance events, or do you like those other events just as much?
It's those other events more, but I think I'm better at distance events, of course, but the sprint ones are the more fun this one.
And Maddie, you placed second in 50 freestyle last night in 26.20. You finished just 200ths of a second behind your teammate, Abigail Brugman. Did you realize during the race how close the two of you were to each other?
Yeah, I couldn't see her, so I didn't realize that it was that close. But I was definitely happy for her, and I was proud of her for stepping up and getting the win so that we could score some more points.
And then you came back later to win the 100 freestyle in 57.07, which puts you in the top 50 in the state in that event. You're also ranked 42nd in the 100 backstroke. And of course, last year you were state qualifier in the 50 freestyle. So which one of those is your favorite event? And do you know yet which of those events you're going to be focusing on in postseason?
I'd say my favorite is probably the 50. I was definitely glad that I qualified last year. And I don't really know which ones I'll be swimming for regionals. I mean, I'd like to swim the 50 again and have a shot at doing better than last year. But I don't really know for my other one. The 100 back and 100 free, it's kind of like
a toss-up.
Yeah.
Now, Maggie, you were state qualifier last year in the 500 freestyle, and you placed 21st in that event in 528.68. So you've already dropped more than 13 seconds off that time, you know, this season. To what do you attribute your improvement? Do you think a lot of it is just developing physically, or have you made some changes in your technique?
I definitely learned how to push myself further, and that's kind of thanks to Dustin, also my club coach, Frankie. I've also just kind of learned to hold myself accountable, and I've spent a lot of time in the pool over the summer.
And Matt, I asked Coach about you being one of the leaders on the team. You are one of the most experienced swimmers on the squad, with you guys just having the three seniors. Have you tried to help out the younger girls when they've needed it? And if so, you know, how do you do that?
Yeah, try to be a leader for everyone. I try to be a good role model and just like try to show them how to like push yourself in practice and try to set a good example, and always try to tell them good job after the races and give them advice if they ever need it.
And maybe we talked to the coach about what a tough schedule you guys have had, but as last night showed, you know, that competition can also bring out the best in you guys. Do you feel like you and the team are making good progress towards your ultimate goal?
Yeah, I do feel like our team has been working really hard. Practices have been paying. I can definitely tell that Dustin's plan is working, and I can see the purpose in his plan. I'm excited to see for a taper and just watch everything become so fast, because everyone's been working really hard as a team.
And Maddie, we mentioned earlier all the top 10 teams that you guys have faced. You know, do you agree with Coach that Cedar Falls might be the best team that you have faced? And what impressed you the most about them?
Yeah, they were a really good team. They had a lot of just fast swimmers, so they had a lot of depth. And I definitely think they could be number one at state. But, you know, Waukee, Northwest, and Downwind, they're also, they got a lot of good swimmers too.
We talked earlier about the team's goal to place in the top 10. You know, in order to do that, you guys are going to have to score as many points as you can and as many places as you can. So I wanted to ask you about your individual goals for state. You know, Maggie, what goals do you have for your individual events?
For state, it's definitely going to be the finals this year. It would be really exciting. I mean, a final would be amazing, but that's a far stretch. But, you know, it's a good goal to have. Also in the 200, I really want to make state in the 200. I think it'd be fun to swim 200 individual events along with the relays. But, yeah, it's just my main goal is just to make the 200 too.
And Maddie, what about you? Are you looking to make it, you know, to Saturday's finals in your events?
Yeah, that would definitely be the goal. And I also want to do good in the relays, try to do the best I can for the team, just go wherever they need me to.
But yeah, before I let you guys go, I wanted to ask you about the relay events. I know you don't know yet specifically which events you'll be swimming in the postseason, and that could change. Maggie, I know you often swim in the freestyle relays, but you've also been used as the anchor in the medley relay. You know, do you have a favorite relay that you like to swim, or do you like them all?
I really love them all. They're pretty similar, but I really like some of this very often, and I use them with a lot of like my closest friends on the medley relay, because like Alec and me.
And Maddie, you were part of the 19th place, a 400 freestyle relay a year ago at the state meet. You're also on that medley relay that Coach mentioned you guys, you know, got disqualified. I'm sure that race, you know, has provided a lot of motivation for you and your teammates. If you guys want to finish in the top 10 at state, you know, you can't afford any more DQs, can you? All right. Well, thanks you guys for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. And good luck the rest of the season. You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. I also want to give a shout out to MJ Properties. MJ Properties is a sponsor of the podcast as well and is the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. We appreciate their support. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Girls Swimming Coach Dustin Rhodes. We had senior Maddie Trosper and sophomore Maggie Blackmore. I appreciate the time from all of those folks. And whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty of Iowa, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team, 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.